to you live once again from New York Comic Con. I'm here with one of my white whales, Jason Fabok, artist extraordinaire. We've talked about having you on the show for a long time, finally making it happen.
Awesome,
here.
Yeah.
Great to have you. Welcome. I always like to ask people the first time they're on the show, like their history with comics. Like, you grew up reading them? Like, how'd you fall into this wonderful world?
I didn't really start reading comics until I was in my teens. I had a few comics when I was a kid, mostly from my dad's collection that I had read, but my exposure to comics was more or less from cartoon shows and the movies. You know, like my first exposure to Batman was the 66 show reruns on TV, and then Batman 89, you know. So that was kind of, I knew of the characters, knew the cartoon shows, but when I was in high school, it was my English teacher, his name was Mr. Wabinski, he was a comic fan and noticed that I liked to draw. And so he started pointing me, bringing in comics for me to check out, and told me, hey, you need to go to the comic shop and pick some stuff up. And that's when I, you know, kind of discovered, you know, Batman Hush and Watchmen and all these kind of things that, you know, really got me into comics and kind of opened my eyes to the medium and helped me see that it was something that maybe I could do.
Does he know that you became a professional comic artist?
Yeah, he's got some of my original artwork and stuff. I talk to him every once in a while. His wife was actually at my school. His wife was my art teacher, so they both were, and so she had an influence on me too. She was always, you know, helping me to, you know, learn different things with drawing, and I think they're proud of me. And
that's,
you know,
awesome.
They were really great. I had great teachers all throughout my school life that really were always very, you know, encouraging. Go for your dream. Keep working on your art, that kind of thing.
Now, you're currently working on The Three Jokers with Geoff Johns. How's that series coming along? Is the process real good between you two? I mean, you've been working together for a while.
Yeah. You know, Geoff and I have a really good working relationship, and we just click. Like, he likes what I do, I like what he does. We communicate well together, that's a big thing. I feel like I can tell him ideas that I have, and he won't mock me for them. You know, he'll actually put them in the book.
Right.
You know, if he thinks it's good, he'll put it in. He likes to hear what I have to say. And, you know, so yeah, I've said it before, like, if Geoff asked me to just work for him for the next 10 years or 20 years, I would, because I just feel there's like a magic that happens when you work with certain people, and he and I feel have that.
Like, he brings out the best in your art.
Yeah, he knows how to write for me. He knows how to write with the guys that he works with. He knows how to get the best out of them.
Right.
You know, and it's the kind of relationship that, as an artist, I've been looking for. Like, if you look at all the great comic books of the past, there's art teams of specific guys that always worked well together. And I think as a comic artist, especially when I was young, it was like, well, I need to find that person. I need to find somebody like that. And, you know, worked with different writers, but it wasn't until Geoff it really clicked. And it's like, yeah, like, that's a creative collaboration that I really like.
Yeah, so like a Byrne Austin or
Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely, you know.
Davison Farmer.
You know, even Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they bring out the best in each other. And so, you know, that's what I've been looking for.
Now, is Joker a character you really like working on, or is there another Bat villain? Not to put you on the spot, is there another Bat villain that you really resonates with you?
I've always wanted to do the Joker, but I never felt confident enough in my abilities before this to really do it. And now I feel like I finally got to that point where I can draw him confidently and I know that I can make it work. But he is probably my favorite villain, but to me, like, only the best of the best should ever touch the Joker.
Right.
I don't know if I really feel worthy to do it, but, like, it's like, well, you know, if you want to do a great Batman story, I think you have to tackle the Joker at some point. And Geoff has such a good story. I just feel so confident in it. I know it's going to be something special and magical, and fans are going to love. And I'm loving it. It's bringing out the best in me, too, you know, and pushing me to limits I've never really gone to before. So
Yeah, but as an artist, you do want to challenge yourself. You never want to feel like you're resting on your laurels, so to speak.
That's true. I mean, you want to work within... You want to work on characters in different universes that you feel comfortable drawing in. Like, you know, there's certain books I wouldn't want to draw because I just don't feel... I wouldn't maybe feel comfortable doing. But, like, Batman, I'm very comfortable with that. Joker is a little psycho, you know, like you really have to get in that mindset. And sometimes that can be tough, especially when I'm the total opposite of who the Joker really is. I relate more to Batman than I would ever the Joker. But you have to kind of go to some deeper, darker places really to find the character. Because essentially as an artist, when you're working on a book, you are the actor. You are the person who's interpreting that character, and you have to understand everything about them and their motivations. And, you know, characters like the Joker, it's kind of dark and dirty to get in their minds, but once you kind of crack it, with a writer like Jeff, he can explain it so well to you that you feel like, all right, I'm confident. I can
know where to go with this.
I can do this, yeah.
Now, you've worked most recently on some pretty big events. I know everyone's highly anticipating this Three Jokers book. You did some Man of Steel work with Brian Michael Bendis. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was Dark Knight's Metal. Any desire to just get in on a long monthly run?
Yeah, you know what? Justice League kind of killed that for me. It was so much work, and it burnt me out, and I really... There was a while there I was kind of depressed, and I didn't really want to do comics anymore. It was just too much. It was too much on my family, and... You know, it took me a while to get to the point now where I'm feeling really confident and I'm happy again. And Joker's is different in the sense that we have kind of unlimited time. Like we're working at it at our own pace, and I can draw as many pages as I want a week or as little as I want a week. And I'm happy with the pages for once in my career. I'm actually happy with all the stuff I'm drawing. And it's a different sort of mindset. After I'm done this, yeah, maybe I'll jump back in on a monthly.
Just don't do a team book. You don't have as many characters to draw.
I don't know if I'd ever really want to do another team book. You know, maybe if Jeff asked me to do something, yeah, but I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be my first choice. Single character book.
Now, I know you probably can't tell us, but do you have any idea? Like, has there been any talks on what to do after Joker, or you haven't gotten that far?
I have not even really thought of that. I mean, I've been offered everything under the sun from DC, but got to get Joker's done first, and then I'll make a decision. I'll see whoever makes the best offer. I'll take that book on for a while.
Part of the reason I'm such a fan of yours, I really admire how much care and detail you put in, like, every page, every panel, every character. So one of the biggest Batman fans I know, his absolute favorite piece you've ever done, Detective 25 cover, Jim Gordon. Not a superhero.
Huh.
So what's your approach when you're drawing non-superpowered characters? You still seem to put so much passion into it.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, trying to get in their mindset. And just, like, comic books is a... It's a medium where you can just exaggerate everything. So even the common man can be exaggerated in some way. You know, it's about heroes and, you know, I pretty much draw the way that I like comics to look. You know, so I approach everything from a fan mindset. Like when I was 14 years old, what kind of work did I like? I like Jim Lee. Everything is big, bold, over the top. You know, a lot of blacks, a lot of shadows, like that kind of thing. Like that's what I liked as a kid. I'm not a super tough, super masculine kind of dude. Like I'm not that, but like I can live out that power fantasy through comic books. And so that's the way I approach everything. And at the same time, like, you know, you don't want to go too far. Like, I mean, superheroes, you want them to always be super big and over the top. You know, like Jim Gordon, he's a normal guy, right? But I still think you can capture him in ways that fans really can look at and go, yeah, I like that shot. That's a good cover. You know, I don't know. You approach each character a little bit different. And And but I always just try to make everything look as cool as I possibly can make it, or else what's the point of drawing it?
So is that the advice you give to somebody looking to break in? Like, draw what you like, or do you think foundation, like, get your techniques down first, or is it a bit of both?
A bit of both. You need your foundational kind of... You need your techniques, you need your fundamentals of art there, but then... You know, David Finch actually gave me great advice when I was learning from him. Was, you know, he was teaching me to draw like him, and I said, Dave, everybody's gonna think I'm a Finch ripoff. And he said, that's good. He's like, you'll get work. You'll get work fast because my artwork sells books, and that's the most important thing. You want a job in comics for the next 20 years? You got to find a style that's gonna sell books. And he was right. He told me, like, your style will change, and you'll get your own style. It'll take you about 5 years, because he had the same problem when he learned from Mark Silvestri, and he said my stuff just looked like Mark Silvestri for years, and then said 5 years in, all of a sudden it started to have its own look. And so I feel like I've kind of developed that myself. And you know, if you want to work on the big books with all the big characters, you got to draw in a very specific style that sells books, because DC wants that.
Right.
And I've never had to want or look for work. It comes to me all the time. So he was right, you know.
Well, I really want to thank you for your time, Jason. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
I don't know. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I like to post different things, and I like hearing from the fans. I like interacting with them. And, Three Jokers, it's going to be a little bit of a wait before it comes out, because we want to actually finish almost the entire thing before we even solicit it, because we want it to come out 1, 2, 3, like bam, 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 and we want the fans to be coming back hungry for the books. But it's taking me a lot of time to draw these pages, but I think it's the best work I've done, and I think it might be one of those books that people will look back on in 20 years and say, that was one of my favorite Joker stories, and I really want to make sure I'm giving the best to the fans and to the buyers who purchase the book. So.
Well, good things come to those who wait, and like you say, you don't want to lose momentum once the first issue's out.
No, we want it to come out, and we want people to keep coming back and buying it. So.
So if any of our listeners want to follow along on social media, you mentioned Twitter.
Yeah, I think it's @JasonFabok, and same with Instagram. I'm on there. That's probably the best. And I try to post some art and some sneak peeks behind things. Right now it's pretty quiet with the Three Jokers stuff. I don't really want to show too much yet.
Can't spoil.
Because it's changing, and even things that I finished, I'm going back and redoing. I want to wait till it's 100% before we start doing a little bit of some teases, and I'm excited for that to come out. I really am.
Great. And listeners, you can go to the show notes. I'll put links to all of Jason's social media there, so you can
awesome.
Find it. All right. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, no problem.